Tess Zion Shvat, Sunday the 12th of February, Rabbi Meir Posen, Zamanim. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Shtimler, Le'ilu Nishmas, Mas Sorol Bas Reb Shlomo Zalman Oleho Shalom, on the occasion of her Shloshim, which occurs in this coming Shabbos. Zmanim is what concerns us most every day. Our whole life is dictated really by Zmanim. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Kriyat Shema, time when it's night. The Torah says, "V'yikro elachim lo'or yom v'lachosha koro laila." That's clear that there are two Zmanim, yom v'laila. Now, what yom v'laila is, on the moon, there is no atmosphere. If you look at the moon, you can see either it's light or it's black. And there is no dividing, it's a sharp line. If anybody has ever seen photos of the Earth taken from space, you can see between the light and the dark, there is a belt of twilight. Because the sun, after the sun sets, it reflects its light on the upper atmosphere. And this light continues for quite a long time. Now, absolute darkness is very difficult to define, but we have got the halacha when day starts and when night starts. This is like all shiurim, halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Kazai is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, Ravi is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, and Kiddush HaChol is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, when the moon is full, not full. The same way, when day starts and when night starts, is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. By rights, the day should be from sunrise till sunset, 12 hours during equinox. Equinox is the day when, is the time when day and night are equal. That means the solar day and the solar night. What's the solar day? When the sun is above the horizon, what we call sunrise, until the sun sets below the horizon. That is solar day. And the solar night is when the sun sets and the sun, till that gets dark, till the sun rises. But the globe, as it is divided, always half the globe is lit up, half the globe is dark. Only it depends which way the angle of the globe is towards the sun. But it's always halfway. The night is also half the globe night. But the difference is, if you look from outer space on the dark globe, for instance, on new moon, you can't see the moon because it's completely dark. The sun, the Earth, when it's the back is not facing the sun, you will see a rim of light right around the edge of the globe where the sun filters through, reflects on the upper atmosphere, and the upper atmosphere will reflect the light down on Earth. So you see like a bend of twilight. Now, when the day starts, the fact that it doesn't start with sunrise, but with Alois HaShachar is a time when there's a bit of light. The amount of light which we need for Alois HaShachar is a Lochel Moshe Sinai. And that is, there are discussions in the Gemara, like all the Shiurim, there are discussions. And we know that because we have got an extra post, we say, Baboika, Baboika, that's twice Boika. So the Gemara darshens in earlier time. The same in the evening, the Torah says, but somebody is Toivel and wants to be Truma at night, the minute after Twila, he's still Tome as a Tvul Yoim. That's a mild Tome, but he's still Metame Truma. And it says, Yoba Bamayim, the Tome at the Oref, Uvo HaShemesh V'Torah. What's V'Torah? Uvo HaShemesh, the Tome at the Oref should be enough. What Bo HaShemesh V'Torah? So the Gemara right at the beginning of Bruchot says that Bo HaShemesh is not enough. You need Torah. What's Torah? Torah doesn't go on the person who toils. Torah goes on the day. The day has been depleted of daylight. Torah Yoime, the Gemara says. Depleted of daylight. Now, how much depletion of daylight we need, there's a big machloikus of poskim. Everybody knows, when you look at the calendar, there is at least two times of night for Mitzvah Shabbos. What is this all about? Yeah? Night is a definition and day's definition. Why is there a plukta? Why is there a machloikus on that? So, to explain this, we'll start with the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Dalet Omed Beis, where the Gemara already brings what the Shia Ben Ashvoshe says. So the Gemara brings Eze Ben Ashvoshe. Yeah, let's say the Gemara properly. Ben Ashvoshe is Sofek Min HaYoyim or Sofek Min HaLayla. Ben Ashvoshe is a question when it's day or night. And this question, the Braise says, is a Braise. This question is that that could be the whole Ben Ashvoshe is Yoyim, could be the whole is night. It could be that every minute of it is a Sofek when the night starts. So it's a continuous Sofek. So the Gemara says, Eze Ben Ashvoshe, what is Ben Ashvoshe? Mishitich Kachama. When the sun sets, calls the mash Bnei Mizrach Madimen. And when the Bnei Mizrach Madimen, what's Bnei Mizrach? The Gemara explains later in Zmagrav. The sky that faces the Mizrach. When it's still redness left in the sky, that is the beginning of Ben Ashvoshe. How much redness? The redness after Tishka Chama. Any redness beforehand is Vada Yoim. So when the sun is set and it's still a bit of redness, Ben Ashvoshe. Hichse Vatachten, when already the lower part of the star of the sky becomes grey, Hichsif like silver becomes grey, it's Ben Ashvoshe. Hichse Vatachten, Hichse Vatachten, Velo Hichse Vatachten is still Ben Ashvoshe. Hichse Vatachten is night. But Hichse Vatachten, the price continues, the Hichse Vatachten, it becomes equal now. Let us look at the sky. The sky is grey underneath and above the light. Gradually the sky darkens and it becomes already grey above. That's not enough. It's Hishvel Tachten. It needs to be equal to the lower part of the sky. When the sky greys above, the lower part becomes black. So we put away till the upper part also becomes black. Rashi says, Hichsef is Hishchia. That's very difficult. Why? But with this is to explain. We need so much Hichsef that is Hishvele Tachten, and it becomes properly grey. So that is Rabbi Yehuda who says so. Rabbi Yoise is Chole, is Palik on this. Rabbi Yoise says it's not like this, but Rabbi Yoise says, Ben Ashvoshe is Keher of Ayin. It's a very short time. How much here of ayin is discussed, but it's certainly not more than half a minute. And the Gemara says that this here of ayin is only after the time of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara then explains this period of Tishka Chamer till Hichsef or Elyam Hishvele Tachten is a time of going 3/4 mil. Now, what is going 3/4 mil? The Gemara brings in another place that a mil a person can go in 18 minutes. There's a shitta of 22 and a half, even if it's 22. But most paskin in mil is 18 minutes. There's a big difference to us. The shear mil is a shear when the dough can become chometz. So if you make matzah and it stays for a shear mil, it's chometz, you mustn't use it. And that we pass in 18 minutes. The Shia Melicha. Lachatchil, it's an hour, but the day ever, you're yoitzu with Shia Mil. And again, the post can bring, that's 18 minutes. Now, Bachomet, it's a Chumra, 18 minutes, and with Melicha, it's a Kula. But we accept there are one or two Shittas who take 22 and a half minutes. The Gro, in the beginning, wants to say 22 and a half minutes. At the end, he brings the Shia of 18 minutes, and he says it's even better, Pshat in the Gemara. Now, for this, I'm coming to another Gemara in Psochem. The Gemara discusses Derech Choyke Bekom Pesach on Erev Pesach. The Gemara says that Mina Modien, if person is Chutz Modien, that means he comes to Yerushalayim and he hasn't reached yet the place called Modien, he's too far away from Yerushalayim to Bekom Pesach, and he's Porter as Derech Choyke. So the Gemara discusses Faretes. Ula wants to say it's 15 mil. What's 15 mil? Because we reckon either from Hulzacham Shechatzos or Chatzos Shishkiyah. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. But in any case, Ule says 15 mil. Now, Ule explains it the following. A person can go in a day 40 mil, of which from sunrise to sunset it's 30 mil. So therefore, the time from sunrise till, from Alosha Shach till sunrise, from sunset till night, is each 5 mil. That means the 5 mil is the sixth of the day. Now, to understand this, the Gemara explains that it brings a big argument between Chachmei Yisroel and Chachmei Umes Ha'olam. And at the end, the Gemara says, Chachmei Yisroel v'moide to Chachmei Umes Ha'olam. And to explain this, the Chachmei Yisroel said, in the daytime, the sun goes from east to west along the sky. When it's sun sets, it doesn't go down the earth, like we said today, but it goes through the sky up. To explain this, if you think of a very thick-skinned orange or grapefruit, and the sun would go between the peel and the fruit. Then it goes through the thick skin, and then goes back at night time to come back to the east. It's a very different conception, but that's how the Gemara explains it. Explain a bit that it shouldn't worry us, because the Tosfos Rit says, the Rabbi Netan, we come to it later, Rabbi Netan explains the Gemara of Chachmei Yisroel, and Tosfos Rit Chachmei Umes Ha'olam, he says, there's no difference in Locha, it's just a way of conception. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, who explains, like the Chachmei Yisroel, the fact that we know the sun doesn't go above the sky, makes no difference to Locha. Now, but in terminology, the Chazal use a word uver horukia. Uver horukia is the thickness of the rukia, which means the thickness of the peel of the orange. And the sun goes through this thick peel, and when it's, as long as it's through the peel, that means through the uver horukia, the sun can still reflect, because it's slightly transparent. When it goes behind the peel, it doesn't transparent. And that takes 4 mil. Now, in modern technology, you would say the sun goes below the horizon and reflects on the rikia, and which is the atmosphere. Like the Rambam says, why it gets lighter in Losh Hashachah? Because the atmosphere is high, 51 mil, whatever this means, and that shear can reflect. When the sun is too low, the rays even don't reach the upper atmosphere. So, the price, so according to Ule, these 5 mil he calls Uvrkiya. And the Gemara says that Ule said Uvrkiya is a sixth of the day. So the Gemara asks a kasha from a price of Rabbi Yehuda. And Ule and Moira cannot be choylek on a tanna. And the Gemara at the end remains chufte the Ule chufte. That's finished. This is not halocha. So Rabbi Yehuda says the following. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, Uvir shel rukia echot mesura b'yoyim. That part of the sun reflecting is a tenth of the distance of the day. I'll explain this in a minute with a diagram. Teda. The Gemara says like this. Kama mahalach ode b'noyim b'yoyim. Ode b'noyim. Now we must know one thing. All shi'ur chazal and b'mide b'enani. The Mishnah in Kain in Perik Zayin, a Yud Zayin says, when you have a gezayis b'enani, an olive. When you have a beitzah, an egg, it's an average beitzah, not a big one, not a small one. We've got grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, we take the middle grade. When you have moitzerimen, it's the average one. When it's a tefach, it's from Ode b'noyim. And Rashi says, when we talk about zmanim, it's the hillach of Ode b'noyim, b'yoyim b'noyim. What's yoyim b'noyim? Equinox. When the day and the night are equal, not midsummer when the night is small, and not midwinter when the day is small, but we take Yom Benoini. So we all the shiurim are on equinox. So how long does a person take today? They go in a day. Esa pasoas. What's esa pasoas? Hey, mem milin. Yeah, the 40 mil. Mil is we would say near enough to a kilometer. The Trub Shabbos is 2,000 Amos, yeah, which is a mil, and we reckon around about a kilometer for that.
So 18 mils is about 18 kilometers. Hmm? So 18 mils is about 18 kilometers.
Yeah, a person will go a day. Ode b'noyim, not quick, not slow, average walking. Und mehr Leute schach hat uns zusammen, ist Formel. Und vom Schkia tonight ist Formel. Nicht so über Kia, ich habe mir so bejahen. See, you go 40 mil again, and afterwards go 4 mil, and before you go 4 mil. So each 4 mil in over Kia is... I'll come back to this later, but now I want to tell you, we've got a contradiction here. We say from Shkia tonight is how much? 4 mil. The Gemara in Shabbat says, Tish Chachamah tonight is 3/4 mil. This theory is asked by all the Rishonim. There's where the... That is where the problem lies about the time of night. The Gaon says that Shkiyas Chama is sunset, after sunset Pksas Ben Shmushas, and 3/4 mil later, whether you take 3/4 of 18, or 3/4 of 22.5, or 3/4 of 24, it becomes between 13.5 to 18 minutes, in between the Shrittas, yeah? Which is very short, and again, that's in Yerushalayim, because the Torah, or the Shi'un, the Torah given for Yerushalayim. So according to Gaon, it should be night, latest at 18 minutes, but the earliest at 13.5 minutes, which is very difficult to understand, because if you observe there, we need 3 medium stars. The Gemara says later that we need 3 stars, and not the big ones which you can see in day, Venus, Jupiter, Mars, you can see in daytime. I've seen Venus, Chatzos HaYoyim. If you know where it is, you can see in daytime, it's so big. So we don't reckon these. We don't reckon the Ketanim, which you see in the middle of the night. We reckon Beinanim. Now, these Beinanim are a big problem, because there is a gradual stage from the first Beinani to the last. Which are the Beinanim? And the second stage is, where are the Beinanim in the sky? If they're in the east, it's dark immediately. If they're in the west, it takes a long time. If they're top, the zenith, it's intermediate. All these are dependent on the Machloikus HaPoskim. So the Gaon says the beginning of Ben HaShmoshes is our sunset, and night is 13.5 minutes. That means 3/4 mil, or 17 or 18 minutes after that.
The top of the sun touches the bottom of the sun.
The sun is always called when it disappears or reappears.
The top of the sun.
Yeah, no, that means the sun is not visible at night anymore. Or in the morning, it's the first thing. I've already been on a boat and wanted to daven Goel Yisrael with sunrise, and I was sitting level with the waves in the port on the boat davening there. When the sun appears above the waves, a dot, yeah, it's sunrise.
When the bottom of the sun touches.
That is top of the sun. Now, Rabbi Netam comes up with a complete new thing. Rabbi Netam says there are 2 shkiyas. The first shkiyah is when the sun sets, which makes no difference to us. After all, we know in the morning sunrise, a lot of people in winter especially will daven before sunrise. To daven at sunrise or after is a hiddah, but it's not a halocha. You're yoytze if you daven before sunrise. So we know that it's properly day before sunrise. So according to the Tam, it's probably day after sunset. And when the sun has gone through the Uvarakia, and it's at the end, he says, and goes further, in the way the Chachmi Yisrael explained, which would be the same to the Chachmi Umas HaOlam when the sun has gone at certain depths, then there is so little direct sunlight left that it's called Shkiyas Chama. Shkiyas Chama of the direct sunlight, which is, out of 4 mil, we subtract 3/4 mil, so you get 3 mil and a quarter. So according to Rabbi Netam, night is not 13.5 minutes or 18, whatever it is, but it's 72 minutes. If you take a mil being bigger, the next year would be 90 minutes, but everybody takes, as I said, 72 minutes. And that is where the time of Rabbi Netam comes from. I don't think I can be very much, but I want to explain now how to work out Rabbi Netam to us. Everybody knows if you wait 72 minutes in Yerushalayim, it's pitch dark. Anybody been in Israel, the sun goes so quick, explain a minute why. The sun goes so quick, it gets dark early. Here, in June, when you look out, it takes hours for it to be really dark. And we come to such a stage that if there was no street lighting, at midnight, it's still light. Not much, very little. I was doing the war in Gateshead during the blackout, so it's called pitch dark. The whole night, the sky in the north was yellow still. Not even gray, it was still yellow, because the sun doesn't go low enough. Now it's a problem. How are you going to work out Rabbeinu? Now, we know one thing. Nobody would here say that the biggest shiur in Yerushalayim is 18 minutes, is applicable here in London. Because everybody knows 18 minutes after sunset, it's light. You could virtually still see, especially in summer. You could probably read in the street without streetlights at 18 minutes. The astronomers call it civil twilight and nautical twilight. That's a different thing. But 6 degrees, which in London is much more than 18 minutes, it's still pretty light. So we know, according to Gord Schitter, when he says that sunset is very cautious, he would agree that here in London you cannot wait 3/4 mil, it's much more. Now, how does Rabbeinu Tam go to that? On this, I don't know whether people can see this, I've brought some diagrams with me. Okay. I'll show it to you. Is it too far for you to see? The globe, I'll show you that. The globe is half lit up and half. This half is lit up and this part is dark. Right? And now, the Braise says that the day is 12 hours in Yerushalayim. Right? Now, what is the circumference of the Earth? 40,000 kilometers at the pole, 20,000 kilometers at Peterborg or Stockholm, Oslo, and latitude 60. In Yerushalayim, it's 34,000 kilometers. I mean, you can check this up, that's approximately. How long is a day? 70,000 kilometers. Right? What is the tenth of the day in Yerushalayim on equinox? 1,700 kilometers, right? That's a price. So if you've got 1,700 kilometers, then we know we've got a strip, a belt around the globe of twilight. The half the globe, the twilight is in the evening, and the other part is the twilight in the morning. But you've got a ribbon of twilight. Now this ribbon is wide, 1,700 kilometers. So Gomorrah says in Yerushalayim, it takes a person 72 minutes time when the sun goes through the twilight or the earth goes through. It's no difference that the sun moves or the earth moves. It's the same thing in our state. So we've got now that on equinox, the sun takes 4 mil to move through the twilight band, or the earth takes 4 minutes, 4 mil to move. Now, in summer or winter, When the Earth is at an angle, as I showed here, it's going to take longer. So both in Tekufas Teves and Tekufas Tammuz, the time that the sun goes through the twilight belt in Yerushalayim is more than 4 mil. In the winter, it's slightly less than in the summer because of the curve. That's trigonometry. I'm not going into that now. But the fact is it takes longer. Now, what happens at equinox? Let's say in London. Put it this way. On the equator, the sun moves 40,000 kilometers in 24 hours. That means 1,666 kilometers an hour. In latitude 60 in Stockholm, it'll move half of that, which is 833 kilometers an hour. I have flown on an airliner, which generally does 950 kilometers an hour, yeah, I governed Maref, and 2 hours later the sun rose in the west, because we overtook the sun, because we went quicker than the rotation of the earth. Now, when the rotation of the earth is slower, it takes double as long to go through the twilight band in latitude 60 as on the equator. In Yerushalayim, it takes 4 mil yom benoinim, that we know the width. So this width of 4 mil will take much longer if you go slow. If you go to Rosh Hashanah, it's 16 amas, everybody knows. If it's 15 amas, and I go diagonal, and it takes me like 16 amas, it's still not Rosh Hashanah. If I go slow, it's still, if I go fast, it still doesn't become Rosh Hashanah. So the twilight band is fixed. Now, we have got to work out how long it takes for the sun to go through the twilight band. And that is where the difficulty comes, how you could work Ultra Benetton. Here. People take 72 minutes. There is no McCoy for 72 minutes because the Breise does not talk about the money. The Breise talks of Urukia. The Breise talks about the twilight band. We don't find anywhere mentioned Hillel Mill when we come to the money. Sosman Krishma is 3 hours. We don't say it's 10 mil. Sosman Twille is 4 hours. We don't say 13 and a third mil. Chatzos is 6 hours. We don't say 20 mil. This notion doesn't exist in Chazal. When the Chazal talk about mil, we talk about the distance. We talk about the mil, about washing hands when you're on the way, how long you've got to, when you're porter from washing hands, or when you're porter on Twille with Siva. If there's a million forwards, 4 mil, you've got to wait till you reach it. Behind is 1 mil. But that's the distance. You can translate this later on in time. But the origin is because of distance. The Chazal are not matriach you to walk further than 1 mil or back further than 1 mil. So it's clearly this Breise does not talk about the money. The world at large generally translates the Breise as the makor of 72 minutes for Rabbi Yitam. It's not. It is 4 mil, but you must translate that as a distance, not as a time. And that's very important. So,
all the Hasid making mistakes in 2 minutes.
There's no makor. The Gon and the Tanya and all those who went into the Zmanim, yeah. The Mashag, it was the Milcha Zeloza, all of them say went into it, 72 minutes is a non-starter. Not in the morning and not in the evening. Let's say she was in the palace. Yeah? If the people like that will have Malkalit on Motzei Shabbos, and it's Tanis, Motzei Shabbos, yeah? They can't eat after Chatzos, because by Chatzos it's already Lazar Shachar. It's light outside. Here in London, slightly light when you go further north. In Gateshead, it's good light, and in Glasgow, it's really light. So to say you can eat after Chatzos, although it's long before 72 minutes, but it's still day.
Motzei Shabbos is not 72 minutes after, Motzei Shabbos is not 72 minutes later.
Much later. When I'm in London in midsummer, I don't do Meloch later till after Chatzos, because it's not Rabbeinu Tam yet. It's not a Chiddush this, because if you go into the Sugya, it's not two-sided. This shit of 72 minutes doesn't exist. Only exists in Yerushalayim, Yom Benoni. In Eretz Yisrael, the Luchos bring for winter and summer longer. In winter, it's 80 minutes, and in summer, it's 88 minutes. And nobody prints 72 minutes there.
So all Chassidim make a mistake.
Not up to me to say, but from the poskim, it's not my word. That's how the poskim explains it. I think I've just 2 or 3 minutes left, yes? I want to, whilst we are here, this business, I just want to add one thing. There is a third shitter, and that seems to be the shitter we all keep here. Yeah? And that's the shitter for the Rambam. Other Rishonim as well, the Rambam brings, when you see the moon on the 29th day, of the month, that is round about when the new moon should start, 29 and a half, 29th day, and you see it, and if it's just before Ben Ashmoshes, you can still be Bekadish it, the base then. If it's already Ben Ashmoshes, you must wait the next day. It's a Mishra Rosh Hashanah Perek Gimel, right? So when can you see the new moon at the first time? Yeah? So the Rambam brings in a later Perek, generally on the average, it takes 20 minutes to see the new moon, because before that the sun is so strong still, the sunlight, that it filters out everything and you can't see the moon. I myself have watched that. Before 20 minutes after Shkia, you can't see the new moon straight after the Moilet. Yeah? So according to the Rambam, just before 20 minutes, it's still day. It's not after 20 minutes of Ben Ashmoshes. So you've got a Shia of Ben Ashmoshes, of the Rambam, of a Shkia, and that it coincides with the direct rays of the sun, which comes out from the west. After Shkia, for about 20 minutes, you can direct, and later on, reflected light. And that's the Shkia of most of the poskim. Reb Mordechai Bonet brings it, and the other bring it as well, and that has been accepted. That is, we don't keep the Grosnacht. We keep Ben Ashmoshes because we are machwe in the Reise from Shkia. like in the morning, you shouldn't say hello, you shouldn't begin and show for lulav before sunrise. Yeah, you yotze beforehand, but Chazal Begoyin says, so Begoyin in the evening as well, Michas Cohen says the same. So I only wanted to say there is a third shita, but I wanted, it's a very interesting thing, this thing of Zmanim, yeah, it's something, you may say it's a nuisance. You can't sleep as long in the morning in the summer because of Krishma, yeah? And you've got to, and Abdul is late in the night, you come back from shul, 11, quarter past 11, yeah? It's difficult, yeah? You want to go away for business, comes Shabbos, comes Yom Tov. You travel, you go to Mincha. This money, if you may say, it's difficult to keep. So there is a pilot, yeah? And we know the piyutim, earlier in Rashi, they were said to Ruch HaKodesh. Yeah, the piyut, and Rashi brings piyut, and Tosfos brings. On the first letter of Shavuos, the piyut says, this week's Seder, Tovil Amoram Olo, V'hoit Das Klul B'cheshut. Moshe Rabbeinu Tovil, Moshe Rabbeinu went to heaven and brought down the Torah, Shavuos, right? So, Kodesh Baruch himself went down, and with big publicity, it came down. Yes, limit. It's a bit longer, but I'm shortening. Limit la'am kedoshim. So when he came down to say the Seiras HaDibros, limit. He taught la'am kedoshim, the holy people, the Israel. What did he teach them? Udoch Hashem lakecho. It's be'eretz Mitzrayim be'zavodim. Lo yilecho. Doesn't say so. Limit am kedoshim. Say that the kufos v'chadoshim cheshmeshos. He taught him the seasons, the month, and the cheshbon of the hours. What is coming? What does the pipe want of us? It said Baruch HaKodesh. What is this? In Yonin Yomer, what's the whole thing of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and now this week, Matan Torah? Kodesh Baruch Hu, the same way as he bought Bechoyrim, yeah, Bechoyrois, through Makas Bechoyrois, that's the Kedusha on Bechor. The same way he bought the Klal Yisrael as Avodim. Para said, Ad Kam of the Para, from Kam Ve'elach of the Hashem. That's the first posuk in Halle. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bought us as Avodim. That's what he says, Asher Tzitzicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. You're Avodim now. What is the Eved? What's the difference between the only worker and the Eved? The only worker can give notice from 1 minute to another. The Gemara says, "Avoda heim v'la avod v'la avodim." If you you can be employed, but the time is yours, and you give the time to your balabayas, and when you want to stop, you can stop. Even the time is not his; belongs to his master. A slave, and he's got to work day and night, and he has got no free time. Within reason, of course. But now we are avdei Hashem. What means Avdei Hashem? Our time is completely HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time. That means that when something is difficult, it doesn't matter. You're a Eved. Yeah? It's summer, you could be up early for Krishna, but you're a Eved. You can't choose it. Right? You want to travel, you want to work, 7 days a week you can't. Shabbos comes. Yeah? And with this I finish off. It's a trusting Gemara in Menuchas Samachay. The Gemara brings the Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai asked Stuk in the Beisusim, what is the shtus you always make shvuas on a Sunday? Because they learn Menuchas HaShabbos means Shabbos, only Shabbos, not Yontif. So the Oima always starts on a Sunday. So they couldn't answer him. They were such amaratzim, they didn't even know their apikosis. Yeah? There was one old one, he said, as I know, did Rabbi Han, Moshe Rabbeinu, Oyef Yisroel Hoya. Moshe Rabbeinu is a great friend of Eden, so he said, if Shavuos is one day during the week, it gets lost. But by the time you come in and out, you've lost it. I give you a long weekend, so you've got Shabbos and Yom together, that's why I made Shavuos on Sunday. That's what he said. What is difficult on that? We know one thing, that Stokim, a koifer, the Torah Shabbat Pei, but they believed in Torah Shabbat Ksav. So what shtus it is, Moshe Rabbeinu with the Torah? They believed Klal Yisroel, that wasn't the point. We say the Torah was created before Bries HaOlam. And we say, he looked in the Torah and created the world according to the Torah. They say different. Yeah? Hu made the Torah, but he asked Moshe, how should I make it? What's nice for you? This way or that way? What is the difference? By us, if something is difficult to keep the Torah, we are created for that. We can manage. If something is very difficult, Once you do it, you see it wasn't difficult because you created for that. At Stuckey, it says if it's difficult, well, Moshe Rabbeinu would have chosen that. And that's the difference between us and the Stuckey. Thank you.